My name is Justin, and you are listening to Operation JRP, the podcast that is here to help you podcast. Today is Saturday, October 31st. Happy Saturday Halloween to all of you listening in real time. And we are taking a look back at this week in podcasting. And I've got three stories prepared that I'm very excited to share with you. And to be completely honest, I'm exponentially more excited for the third story than I am the first two. But the first story, we're going to take a look at how podcasting as a platform could play a role in the presidential election. We've got the presidential election coming up very, very soon. As a matter of fact, there's a good chance it's over by the time you're listening to this. And here are the questions that we started wondering. Are campaigns paying for podcast ads? What kind of shows would presidential candidates be advertising on? And how does the overall platform of podcasting, the overall medium, affect the election? Does it affect the election? The second story, we're going to focus in on Netflix. Netflix has been struggling to find ways to gain new subscribers. And a big reason for that is because anybody that is interested in subscribing to Netflix is probably already subscribed to Netflix. But one of their newest features that they're trying out to solve this problem and pick up some new subscribers might show us that audio streaming is a bigger deal than we ever thought it was before. And lastly, what is most likely the most popular microphone in the podcasting space finally got a little brother. I've personally been waiting for this forever, and I think that it's going to be a lot better than the industry leading microphone that most major podcasters are using right now. I could not be more excited about this new microphone coming out. So without any further ado, let's jump into these three stories and get you caught up in the wonderful world of podcasting. So for our first story, how could podcasting be affecting the presidential election? I decided to sit down and take a look very broadly at how the presidential election could be affected by the medium of podcasting. Podcasting has become very known for being this medium that is very, very lightly regulated, if regulated at all. And it's something that people really enjoy, that there are really no rules in the space of podcasting. There's no saying how long your podcast can be. There's no FCC regulations really saying what you can say, what you can't say. Obviously, there are some sort of legal limits just in general to what you can say. You can't threaten people. You can't do certain just really terrible things, but there are not really that many regulations on it. So the first thing I wanted to take a look at was how the conversations happening on podcast could shape the way that we think and shape the way that things are happening about the presidential election. So I'm looking at Magellan.ia. They put out a blog on how presidential candidates have used podcast advertising in the election. And I'll put a link to this down in the description below so you guys can actually look at all this data yourself. I'm not going to go over all of that. I'm going to try to keep this nice and bite-sized for you on this podcast. But basically, what it comes down to, what this data is showing is that, first of all, these topics, political topics, are being discussed, whether that's the main focus of podcasts or not. They are being discussed on comedy podcasts, sports podcasts, news podcasts, society and culture podcasts, technology podcasts, are all talking about political topics. And by political topics, Magellan is breaking that out into the topics of voting, the topic of the economy, the topic of the Supreme Court, the topic of coronavirus, and the topic of healthcare. Those are the main topics that they focused in on. And they've got podcasts talking about this in all areas. Now, obviously, news podcasts are talking about these topics way more than pretty much all of the other podcasts combined, but these are all being talked about. All of these topics are being talked about. And then when you look at discussions about the economy by genre, news and business kind of flip-flop at any given time to what genre of podcast is talking about that at any given moment in time. So I wanted to take a step back. I wanted to look at how these conversations happening on podcast could shape the way we think. We know that Joe Rogan is a big name in the space, right? And we know that there are these other big podcasts out there, and we listen to these podcasts, and we get to hear the kind of the real raw opinions that people have in politics today, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of a nice refresher. It's kind of a nice break from the mainstream media, from only seeing Fox, only seeing CNN, and all that type of stuff, and hearing real people talk about what they think of presidential candidates, what they think of certain issues. And I think that that is going to have an effect ultimately on the way that this election turns out. Now, how easily will we be able to measure that effect? Not easily at all. Okay. And I don't plan on doing that necessarily, but it's just some food for thought for you. The other thing that this goes into is whether or not podcast advertising is actually playing a role in the election. So campaigns for both Joe Biden and Donald Trump have spent money on podcast advertising, but they've used very different approaches. Trump, it looks like, tends to stick to news and culture shows, while the Biden campaign actually steps more into putting their advertisements, Joe Biden for president advertisements, into podcast genres like comedy and other things of that nature. Now, do they have a particular strategy with that? I don't work for them, so I don't know. But more interesting food for thought. And also what I've noticed in this is that both campaigns have created podcasts of their own to try to promote their candidate or to try to tear down the other candidate, because let's face it, it's politics. That's what they tried to do. But the key takeaway there is that podcasting could be affecting the way that things happen in this nation. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line, and that everybody's kind of sick and tired of the media and everybody wants something to change about it. And I think podcasting is one of the leaders in actually changing the way that we do media. For the second story, I move over to axda-developers.com, and we are talking about Netflix right now. So if you've been paying attention to the markets recently, or paying attention to the markets really at all, you'll know that Netflix is not has been in better shape before, for lack of a better way to put it. They've seen better days, and now they're making moves to try to keep their revenue coming in and try to gain new subscribers, even though there eventually might not be any subscribers left. Because like I mentioned in the intro, most people, if not all people, that are interested in a Netflix subscription already have a Netflix subscription. So the problem that Netflix seems to be running into is that they keep trying to grow and grow and grow and grow based on the revenue that they already know that they're going to get. But that revenue at some point technically will stop growing. Now, will it ever actually stop growing? Probably not. But in theory, there are a finite number of people on the planet that are going to subscribe to Netflix. So what has Netflix been doing about that? Netflix has been rolling out new features in their apps, features like a screen lock button, playback speed controls, letting users watch partially downloaded content, all this other type of stuff to try to attract new subscribers to the platform. One of the things that was caught, one of these new features or potential new features that was caught, is Netflix having an audio-only streaming mode on their apps where you can actually listen to your favorite TV shows or your favorite movies without watching the video. Why might this help? This might help because people might not be watching Netflix because they have other things that they want to be doing at that time. Maybe they need to cook dinner. Maybe they need to do the laundry. Maybe they want to work out. Maybe they've got a really long commute. So Netflix, in a way, is moving more into podcast type like things. Now, it's not podcasting really at all, but it is audio streaming. And what I think this tells us, what the takeaway of this story is that audio streaming is valuable and people still don't see that. I know personally that people are still not really jumping to podcasts. They don't love them that much. There are people out there. There's definitely a community. You are that community. You are podcasters listening to this. Most of you, if not all of you, are podcasters listening to this. So you understand that. But audio streaming is really moving forward and still growing. I've been saying since I started podcasting that I think podcasting is going to boom. I really do. I think it's a great way for people to absorb more information, be entertained, do whatever it is that they want to do, whether they want to be entertained, educated, inspired, whatever it is. You can do it through a podcast, and podcast listening is something that you can do passively. You can do it while you work out. You can do it while you walk the dog. You can do it while you use the bathroom. It doesn't matter. You can always have audio going into your ears, but it's not quite as convenient to be watching a screen, to be watching videos, to be watching TV and doing things of that nature. Now, people are still going to love to do that. Don't get me wrong. But Netflix might start to show us exactly how valuable audio streaming is. For my third and final story, this is the one that I am so excited about. I'm not sure if I'll ever be more excited about a story, but the new Shure MV7 microphone is out. And full disclosure, I am not using one to record this podcast right now, but I did order my Shure MV7 microphones. You'll probably be hearing me record with those very, very shortly. So what is the Shure MV7? If you don't already know, the Shure SM7B microphone is a very popular microphone for podcasters to have been using for years now. If you watch shows like Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan Experience, if you watch Gary Vaynerchuk's podcast, David Meltzer uses them, I'm pretty sure. Just everybody, all these shows in podcasting use this microphone. It's a black microphone. It looks, I don't really know what to explain exactly how it looks, but you'll know the one if you see it. And I've always, since I started podcasting and since I noticed that every podcaster out there uses this microphone, this SM7B, I've always thought about getting one, but there's a problem with the SM7B. The problem with the SM7B is that one microphone costs $400. So I'll use myself as an example. For the past, I don't know how long now, I've been using the ATR2100 USB / XLR microphones. They're way cheaper than the SM7B. They've got pretty much the same qualities, and they're actually more compatible with different devices that you would use in podcasting. Now, the SM7B will give you better audio quality, and the SM7B is really, it's really designed to be a high-end microphone. It's really used for music production, podcasting. It's used for anything. Like, it's supposed to be just a top-of-the-line microphone, but sure, finally announced a microphone that is designed for podcasting, and that is the new Shure MV7 microphone. They just released it this week, and I've been waiting for this pretty much my entire life. Even though I haven't said it to anyone, or I haven't really even said it out loud, it's barely been a thought. I have always thought that if I could get something that's a mixture between the ATR2100 and the Shure SM7B, that is the microphone that I would want. That would be like my dream microphone for podcasting, and the MV7 is just that. So what is different about the MV7 microphone than what we can already see with the SM7B microphone? Well, the MV7, first and foremost, most importantly, connects to USB and XLR, and it can do both of those things at the same time. So you can have your microphone plugged into your computer, you can have your microphone plugged into your audio recorder, and you could be recording audio in both of those places. It makes it super easy for you to have a backup in case one of those two places fails on you, or you forget to hit the record button on your audio recorder, which I have done in the past. So that's just so helpful right there in and of itself. It's also got all of the same features of the SM7B that are positive for podcasters. So it's a dynamic microphone. It only picks up really what's right in the general vicinity of it, which is exactly what you want when you're a podcaster. You don't want to be picking up all the noise in the room. You don't need the finest detail in your sound, really, okay? If you don't want to go in and do the soundproofing of the room and this, that, and the other, especially if you're running a show where you've got more than one person, whether that be you and a co-host or you and a guest or whatever it is, and you're both in the same room and you're talking to each other, if you get a condenser microphone like the Blue Yeti microphone or like any of those other condenser microphones that you see out there, they might pick up both voices that are happening in the room. Both microphones will be picking you both up all the time, and it just doesn't make for the best quality. Having a nice dynamic microphone that only really picks up what's right in front of it is super useful for podcasters because it's just going to pick up your voice, and that's it. Okay, one of the best decisions I ever made was getting this microphone because now when my furnace is running in the background or when the neighbor's dog is barking or whatever is happening, this microphone doesn't pick it up. It just picks up my voice. Some of those things have been happening while I was recording this episode today. So the MV7 has those features. It also allows you to plug your microphone into the computer. If you're someone that records straight into your software, your audio, your digital workstation, whatever the case, maybe you could just plug it into the computer. You could just plug it into a mixer, an audio recorder. You can plug it into anything, okay, which is super helpful. The other interesting thing that I was seeing about the MV7 is that there's a compatible app that goes on your phone for the MV7 where you can actually adjust the settings of the microphone while you're recording. Now, there's a reason that this is a huge deal for podcasters, and I'm probably going to talk about this on a future episode. But the more that you can get done in your recording, in your production process, and the less that you have to do in your post-production process, the easier your life is going to be, long story short. So if you can adjust your equalization while you're recording instead of after the recording, that's going to make the process of editing your podcast so much smoother and so much better and so much easier, and you're going to enjoy podcasting so much more. Or if you have a producer, your producer is going to love you a lot more. Okay, and the most important thing about the MV7 is that it comes in at a price that is almost down to half of what the SM7B costs. So a big problem and the reason that I never picked up Shure SM7B microphones is because they are just too expensive for the intents and purposes that I was going to use it for. I think it is too expensive of a microphone for a podcast host to buy. Okay, at $400 per microphone, but the MV7 is coming in at about $250, which means A, it's more affordable in general, and B, you can buy two of them for just a little bit more than what it would have originally costed you to get one SM7B. And a lot of podcast hosts are going to want two microphones. So Shure found a way to still get $400 or $500 out of you but you'll be getting two microphones for your podcast studio. So what are the takeaways from all three of these stories? First and foremost, podcasting creates a platform like we have never seen before. Less regulations, low barriers to entry, and just about no rules create a dynamic that just might be what we need in the media of today's world. Number two, audio is becoming more and more popular, whether we realize it or not. Spotify and Apple are battling it out in the podcasting space, and now we might even start to see TV shows transition or partially transition to audio versions, audio only versions just as well. So that way you can still watch slash listen to your favorite shows while you're doing literally anything else. And lastly, Shure has finally made a microphone for podcasters that is cheaper and better for all intents and purposes for those of you looking to run your own show. So now you can go for practicality and still look like you're in the big leagues. Ladies and gentlemen, that is all that I have for you for this episode. Make sure that you are subscribed to this podcast if you're not already, and that you tell everyone and anyone that you know that is interested in podcasting about this platform. Our mission here is to help as many podcasters as we can and help as many podcast producers as we can at zero cost to them, because I'm just tired of seeing all of the other programs out there that are charging way too much for this type of information. And be on the lookout for a newsletter too, okay? At the time of recording this, I don't have that set up yet, but if you want to get on that, keep an eye on the description of the overall show. Keep an eye on the description of this episode, and you'll be able to sign up for a newsletter at some point or another if you can't do so already, where I will send this news and these tips and all of that straight to your inbox. You'll get notified about all of these episodes, and we will build a really awesome podcasting community. That's all I've got for you guys today, and I will see you on Wednesday with your next podcasting tips. Hey folks, thanks so much for sticking around to the end of this episode. Before you go, I do just want to let you know that you can reach out to me on social media. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter with the handle @_JustinRP. And you can also email me anytime that you want at jrpcreative1@gmail.com. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to send a message there. And then lastly, if you or anyone you know is serious about starting your own podcast and you do want help doing so, whether that be with your launch, with your production moving forward, so on and so forth, JRP Creative is here to help you. We are here to help you. And basically what we want to do is we want to try to help be whatever media team that you need. So if you just need podcast editing, then that's all we'll provide you. If you need graphic design and music production, all that type of stuff too, we could try to help you out with that. You could also email us at jrpcreative1@gmail.com with anything like that. And check out jrpcreative.com to get a little bit better of a feel for what that can do for you. I hope to see all you guys in the next episode.